We begin the current daf, Masechet Sanhedrin, daf Zayin. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues in the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we had many different interpretations in the Pasuk, Beitzea Berech Niyetz Hashem, which primarily we started off the discussion with Rabbi Elazar ben Noach ben Yosef Haglili, which was continuing on the theme of the discussion of the previous daf, regarding the idea about judges compromising. So on that, Rabbi Elazar had said that it's forbidden for one to compromise, and he had read that into the words of the Pasuk, Beitzea, the one who compromises, and Berech, if someone blesses such a person, Niyetz Hashem, you're blaspheming, because a person is forbidden to compromise. Once you start the court case, it has to be a total judgment. So on that, the Gemara continues and says, Upliga, and that opinion disagrees under Reb Tancha Bar Chaniloi. Why? Because the Amr Tancha Bar Chaniloi, he had explained to Lo Yinemar Mikra Zeh that this pasuk of a Beitzea Berech was only said El Keneged Maisa Egel, regarding a specific incident regarding that which the Jewish people had made the golden calf, which was caused because Aaron HaKoyen had made a pshara, a compromise, by to himself, where he had permitted himself to go ahead and make the golden calf of the Jewish people. Why is this? Shnema, like it says over there in the Pasuk in Shema, it says, Vayar Aharon, that Aaron saw, on Meyivin Mizbech Levon, and then he built a Mizbech in front of him, which he saw something, which then allowed him to go ahead and say, let's compromise on this, and we'll make the golden calf. So the question is, Ma'ra, what did he see? So Amr Ben Yomin Bar Yefes, Amr Belasa, he says that the words of the Pasuk indicate what he saw. Ra'achur Shezavuach Lefonav. He saw the other leader of the Jewish people at that time, which was Chur, that was slaughtered in front of him. Which the words in the Pasuk of Vayivin Mizbeach means say Vayivin from the word of haven. He understood Mizbeach from the word of Mezavuach, from the one that was slaughtered, Lefon in front of him, which the Jewish people had killed Chur, who tried to stop them from making the Avodah Zarah, from making the eagle. So therefore, Amar Aaron HaKohen said to himself the following compromise. He says, Eloi Shaman Lu Hashta, if I'm not going to listen to the Jewish people right now and help them make the eagle, so Avdli Kedavdi B'chur, they're going to do to me what they did to Chur. Umekayim be, and then through me will be fulfilled the Pasuk, as it says in Eicha, Im Yeharig B'mikdash Hashem, if they're going to kill in the Mikdash, in the holy place of Hashem, Kayin V'Navi, which was Aaron that Kayin had the same qualities where he was a Kayin and a prophet, and then if they kill me, says Aaron, they're not going to have any rectification at all, because that's what ended up happening when they killed Zechariah ben Yehoyada, and then because of that, the base of Mikdash was destroyed. So said Aaron HaKohen, Mutav Dili Avdula Egel, better that I help them make the Egel, the golden calf, because Ef Shehavilu Tekanta B'Tshuva, maybe they're going to have a rectification in Tshuva, and as Tesa actually explains, going back on that Pasuk of Teres Emes, which refers to Aaron HaKohen, where it says there at the end, Verabim Heshemi Oven, which he helped many people go away from sin, meaning that there's going to be some type of rectification that the Egel, they could do tshuva. But certain things, like killing a Kohen, Benavi, in the Beis HaMikdash, that Aaron HaKohen felt there was no way they're going to be able to come back from, so he compromised. That's the interpretation of the Pasuk of a Beitzea Berech, if someone blesses the compromise, and that what Aaron HaKohen had done, specifically the Maisa Egel, that's what's Neitz Hashem, but not like a general statement where Rabbi Elazar ben Noach ben Yosef Haglili had used it to talk about any judge forbidding compromise. Now the Gemara goes back and asks from what we have in the previous daf, V'hani Tanoi, those other Tanoim that do not agree to the opinions that hold that from the moment you start hearing the words of the claimants, then you're not allowed to compromise anymore. So according to them, that they disagree, and they say, let's say there's opinions that you could compromise all the way up until Gemar Din. So then the question is, so then this pasuk of Petra Mayim Reishas Madin, which was actually brought as a source for those opinions who said that from the moment that you have the beginning of the court case, then you're not allowed to go ahead and let yourself go from that dispute. You can't go ahead and compromise. You have to go ahead and have the din. So according to those that disagree with that, so my darshavi, what do they expound this pasuk for? Says the Gemara, Rav Amnuna. They use it for a different drash, like Rav Amnuna said. The Amr Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna said, Ein tchilas dinai shel adam, the beginning of a person's judgment in the world to come, in the future, is only nidin ela al divrei Torah. The beginning of the judgment is nothing but on the words of Torah, if he didn't toil in Torah. And that's going to be the beginning. If you didn't toil in Torah, the first thing they're going to come to is say, what happened? Why didn't you learn Torah? Shnei, like it says there in the pasuk, Peter Mayim, the one who Peter is, exempts himself from Torah, is Reishas Madin, is going to be the beginning of his judgment. And that's because Torah is compared to water, as the pasuk says in Yeshayahu Nun Hey, Hoy Kol Tzamei L'Chula Mayim, whoever's thirsty go to water, which is a reference to the words of Torah. So we see that the beginning of a person's judgment is on this, that he threw off the yoke of learning Torah. A different interpretation in that pasuk, Amar Rav Huna, which more like the literal translation of the pasuk, is Hai Tigre, this dispute, Domi L'Tzinura, is compared to a channel, to a flow. The bitka de maya of a flow of water, which is when the river gets larger, sometimes it goes over the banks to the fields that are on the side, and it creates these small little channels. But kiven de ravach, if you don't stop it right away, it gets wider and wider, and then you can't stop it anymore. And that's what the pasuk is saying, that poitim mayim reishis madin, in other words, reishis madin, the beginning of a dispute, is like poitim mayim, is the word peter also can mean like peterechem, that opens up. It's like the opening up of the water, which in the beginning it's small. If you don't stop it right away, it gets larger and larger and then blows out of control. Abaye Kishishama, he says that Dami Laguda de Gamla, that's actually compared to the planks of a bridge, which is in the beginning when people are stepping on it, it's a little bit shaky. But then, Kivin de Kam, once people keep on stepping on it, it already gets permanently in its place and therefore doesn't shake anymore. Same thing is with a small little dispute where it gets bigger and bigger and stronger, where he's not going based on the pasuk. It's just you're using a different simile to describe this idea, what happens with a dispute that in the beginning it's small, but then it gets out of control. Shimi ushtei sheva zimiris hu simon. This is a sign for where they all share this same characteristic of what the Gemara is going to bring, where someone was walking by and saying a common folk statement, which then was brought a proof from that, from a pasuk. Huda b'kamar ba'azal, was somebody that was walking along and was saying, Tuvei d'shama, praiseworthy is someone who hears people making fun of him, he hears his shame and he's silent, v'adish, and he's accustomed to it. With the word adish is like the concept of keeping the dash, that meaning once people already do it already, it becomes like normal, he's okay with it. Chalfua bishtei meya, so he gains from his silence 100 evils that would have come on him through the fights he would have had with people because of what they embarrassed him. So someone that's quiet and doesn't say anything, he saves himself 100 fights. So Amli Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, crux of this is a pasuk, which, and this is why we're bringing this here, because it's based on the pasuk we brought before, Paiter Mayim, that it starts with an opening of a small dispute. Reishis Madin is the beginning of Madin, which the Nutrikin, which is that the acronym of Madin is Reish Meya Dani, meaning Reishis Madin is Reish is the beginning of Meya Dine of 100 judgments, which is that if a person starts opening up a little bit, he's going to have 100 fights. So someone that's silent saves himself from 100 fights. Or actually, a different interpretation is actually the gematria of Madin is 100. So Reishis Madin is the beginning of all these 100 fights, where if a person starts getting a little bit involved, say, why did you say that, etc., etc., then it turns into a full-blown fight. But if someone's silent, he saves himself from these 100 judgments. Ahudava Kamavazal, it was a person that was walking by and was saying, Artarti Tlaskanava, for a theft of 2-3 different thefts, Lemiktel, a person doesn't get killed. In other words, if a person is going to sin 2 or 3 times and he's not going to get punished, he shouldn't wonder. Because the same idea we find, if someone steals 2 or 3 times, he doesn't get killed, but at the end, he's going to get it. He's going to get punished for what he did. Avadam Leshmul Rabbi Yehuda, Kruksiv, that's all a pasuk in Amos. Koyimar Hashem, this, so says Hashem, Ashleisha Pishi Yisrael, for 3 of the sins of the Jewish people, Hashem will not punish them. But Valarba, if there's 4, Lo Yashaven, I'm not going to hold back from punishing them. That's the idea where, don't think that there's not going to be retribution, but you don't get it right away if you do it 2-3 times. Ahud Avakamav Azal is a person that was saying and going, Shev Beri Lishalmana, that there could be 7 pits that are dug for the man of peace, and he's going to be safe from all of them. V'chadala Avad Bish, and there's 1 pit for the one who does bad, and then that one he's going to get stuck in. So Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, this is Kruksev, this is a pasuk of Mishlei. Ki Shev Yipol Tzadik V'kam, because the righteous person falls 7 times, but he gets up. V'rusha, Yipol Ba'achas, and the wicked person falls 1 time. In other words, in that first time he stumbles, that's the one he's done with already. Where you find that you could have 7 pits, but if he's a man of peace, a righteous person, he'll be safe from all of them, and the wicked person will stumble on the first time. Ha'ud Avakam of Azl was a person who was going and was saying, the Azl mi beidina shok glima, if someone leaves court with his cloak taken away from him, which was used to pay back the other person, Lizamer zemer v'lezel b'orcha. He should be singing and as he's going on his way. Because since they judged a true judgment, he hasn't lost anything, because rather they've just taken away what was a stolen item by him, and he's only gained. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, this is crux of this pasuk in Shemais, where it says that Yisrael told Moshe Beinu that if you do it this way, the way I'm telling you to have the judgment set up, v'gam kol am hazeh, and also all this entire nation, al makama yavi b'shalom, in his place will come in peace. Which sounds like that peace will be for all parties, whether the guilty parties or the meritorious parties. Sounds like they're all going to come at peace because everyone is going to gain. And that's the same idea where even the one that was taken away from is going to gain because he knows that was rightfully taken away from him and he saved himself from Gizela. Hahudah Vakama Vasla was an individual that was going and was saying, he naima, when the woman sleeps, when she's dozing off, vidikula, and the basket that's on her head, which is where she puts in all her sewing tools and all her work items, is hanging down. In other words, because she's lazy, so then her work is not recognizable. And again, these are all parables for these concepts, which is that the basket's hanging down, meaning her work is going to be not so well because she's dozing off at the job. This is crux of this pasuk in Keilas. About saltayim, with laziness, so then the roof caves in. Same idea, if someone's not going to take care of what they have to, then the loss is going to be recognizable. Who would have become a vazel was a person that was going and was saying, Gavra drachitzna Allah, the person that I always relied on, adye ligazize v'kam. He's lifted up his fist to me, and he's standing up opposing me. So Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, this is crux of this pasuk in Teilim. That David HaMelech says, Gam ish shloimi, and also the man, my man of peace, asher betachti, but that I've always been confident in, begayim etc., says that Higdol alai akiv, the pasuk concludes, that he lifted up his heel to me, same idea, which is the person I trusted on is now the one that's opposing me. Hahudah Vakama Vazla was a person that was going and was saying, Ki rechimtin have azizo, when our love was strong, meaning between me and my wife, we were able to lay on the edge of a sword's tip, which is, that's where we would both lay down. And now that our love is not strong, then a bed of even 60 amos is not big enough for us. Rav Huna, says that's a pasuk, which obviously is saying about that if people don't have a good relationship, no matter how big it is, it still feels too tight with them versus if it's great, then even in the tightest of quarters, it won't be a problem. So Rav Huna says it's Pesukim Me'akark. So originally the pasuk says in Shemais, Hashem says, "V'ne'aditi l'cha sham," that I will present myself to you over there. And that's where we'll meet. V'dibarti itchem al kapiris, and I'll speak to you from right above the kapiris, which is the covering of the Aron. Now, but time to learn the Braisa, that Aron, the holy ark, was Tisha, was just 9 tefachim, the kapiris tefach, and the kapiris took a tefach higher. So, Arikanasara, all you have is 10 tefachim high from the ground. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought his Shechina down, all the way down till 10 tefachim near the ground. And moreover, the length of the kapiris itself was only an arm and a half. It was very small. Yeah, but later on in history it says the Melachim Aleph regarding the Beis Hamikdash, Vabayis Asher Bona HaMelech Shlema LaHashem, and the house which Shlema Melech built, the Beis Hamikdash for Hashem, was Shishim Amma Orkai, 60 Amas long, Vasim Rachbe, 20 Amas wide, Yushleshim Amma Kamasai, 30 Amas high, pretty big. And yet in spite of that, at the end it says in Yeshaya that when the Jewish people sinned, then it was told to them, Koyamar Hashem, so says Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, the heaven is my throne, V'aretz Adem Ragla, and the earth is the footstool of my foot. What's the house that you could make for me that I could constrain my divine presence and fit into a small house? So we see that originally he was in this very small area by the Aron, and yet later on when he had this huge Beis Hamikdash, even that he says it's not big enough, again because of the strained relation between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Now the Gemara goes back to clarify something that was mentioned in the previous daf, where there was an interpretation that Lesegur Bnei Ish teaches us that a Talmud should not hold back something that he has when his teacher is making a mistake in the Din Torah. So the Gemara asks, "My mashma the high leisaguru." From what's the understanding that the word leisaguru means lishna de kenushehu, which we interpret it means a term of gathering in, holding in, meaning don't hold in, don't gather in what you have to say when your teacher's making a mistake. Where do we see that saguru could mean gathering in? So Rav Nachman says, Amakra, the pasuk in Devarim says, V'yayin le'tishta, and wine should not be drunk, but le'sager, and there should not be gathered in. So to Rav Achav Yaakov Amahochi brings a different pasuk in Mishlei, Tachin b'kayitz lachma, she prepares her bread in the summer, Agra b'kotzer machala, she gathers in her food in the reaping season. Again, that it means gathering in. Rav Achav Yaakov brings a different pasuk in Mishlei, Oiger b'kayitz, he gathers in the summertime, Ben Maskel is an intelligent son. Now the Gemara continues on this theme about judging, which is the title of our parak, and opens up the Masechta of the Dinim Amnes B'Shleisha regarding judges, the title of the Masechta Sanhedrin. So these are different teachings from Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni regarding this topic of judges. So, and the siman is Emes, Mamon, Yira, and Siman. So Amr Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amr B'Yenison says, Kol Dayan Shedon Din Emes Lamita, any judge who judges a truthful judgment, Mashter Shechina B'Yisrael, has the divine presence rest amongst the Jewish people. So, like I said, the pasuk can tell him, Elikim Nitzah Badas Kel, Hashem stands in the assembly of the judges, but carefully kimishpat amongst the assembly of Elikim, he judges, where we see that Hashem is there when there's a true judgment going on. Now, whereas v'chol dain she'ein yedon din emes la'amita, any judge that does not judge a truthful judgment, garim l'shchinah shedestalak mi'yisrael, cause that the divine presence should remove itself from the Jewish people. Shneimak, it says, the pasuk in Tehillim, says, mishoyr aniyim, from the plunder of the poor, me'enkas abyoinim, from the screams of the destitute, ata okum yemar Hashem b'gerim, now says Hashem, then I'm going to get up, which means say that I'm going to remove myself from the Jewish people. Another teaching for Amr b'shmul bar Nachmeni is the gir, so Amr b'yenison, any judge that takes from one person and gives to the other person inappropriately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nitl Min HaNafshah, so Hashem takes from him his soul. Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Mishlei, Al Tigzol Dal Ki Dalhu, don't rob from a poor because he's poor, Val Tadaki Oni Bashar, and don't make a poor person destitute in the gate, which refers to the Shar of Bezdin, which we say B'chol Sharecha, Kashem Yar Rivim, because Hashem will fight their fight, nefesh, and he'll rob those who rob them, he's going to rob their soul, which refers to the judges that do it inappropriately. Another teaching, which is from that siman we said of Yira, a judge should always see himself as if a sword is laying there between his thighs, and as if the Gehenim, which is the hell, is opened up from beneath him. As we continue to Amud Beis, Shneim, like it says, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Hinei mitasa shel Shleima, behold, the bed of Shleima, which allegorically refers to Shleima is Misha Shalom Shalai, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that the divine presence of Hashem, Shishim Giborim Savu LaMikbar Yisrael. So there were 60 mighty individuals which surrounded it from the mighty ones of the Jewish people, which as we said before, that the divine presence rests amongst the Tamid Chachamim, which the number 60 is not necessarily 60, and that's always used as a guzma, as an exaggeration. Kul machuzi cherv malum demuchama. All of them are holding a sword that are learned in the art of war, which in this context means Mahamta Shal Torah, the war of Torah, which means that people go back and forth in getting to the truth. Each man had a sword by his thigh from the fear of nighttime. What does that mean? From the fear of Gehenna, which is compared to the darkness of night. Again, that concept that where there's as if Gehenna is opened up beneath him, and to have this sword, as if a sword is between his thighs when he's judging a court case. Says, what does it mean in the pasuk in Yirmiyah? Based David, the household of David, Koymar Hashem, so says Hashem, Dinu la boiker mishpat, judge in the morning the judgment, Vitzilu gozl miyaroshik, and save the robbed one from the one who's oppressing him. Now the question is, if chiba boiker done what we only judge in the morning, and v'chalo yom ain't done the whole entire day we don't judge? Rather, what the pasuk is saying is, if the judgment is clear to you, like the morning, which is when the day lights up, imrehu, then you say the judgment. And that's what it's understanding is, dinu la baiker, meaning bring out the judgment to light, and vimlav al tamro. But if it's not clear to you, then don't say it. Sotir Reb Chibar Abba Omer B'yenis in Mahachi brings the pasuk in Mishlei that says, Emer l'choch ma'chaisiyat, say to wisdom, you're my sister. What does that mean? In Bar l'cha adabar ka'chaischa, I mean regarding wisdom, if it's clear to you like your sister, she asur l'ch, that she's forbidden to you, know that, because obviously one is forbidden to be with his sister, have relations. So Amrehu, then say it, Vimlav al-Tamre, and if not, if it's not so clear to you, then don't say it. Continuing on this theme, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Asar Sheyesh Ben Din, 10 that are sitting in judgment, the 10 judges, Koiler Tolui, the chain is hanging, meaning to say the punishment of the how the verdict is going to come out, is hanging Bitzar V'Kulon on all of their necks. So says the Gemara Pshita, it's obvious, but they're all equal judges. It's necessary only to say that even if you have a student sitting in front of his teacher, as we had in the previous daf, and then the judgment comes in front of his teacher, and really the student is not part of the necessity of the deliberations, he's going to get punished if he's silent, because if he understands that his teacher is making a mistake and he doesn't say anything, even then he's going to get part of the punishment. Now, relating to this idea that the punishment is shared by all, Rav Huna kiaba asa dina lekamei, when the judgment would come in front of Rav Huna, michtifa maisi asarim banam mebe rav, he would gather 10 rabbis from the yeshiva. Amar, he would say, kihecha delimtaye yeshiva mikshuri, that everyone should get a small little chip of the beam. In other words, that if we're going to make a mistake, let the punishment be split amongst all of us so that it'll lighten the load on me. If I'm the only judge, I'm going to get all the punishment. As long as we have many people, we'll all share that punishment. So to Rav Ashi, kiava asa trifta lekamei, when a questionable mortal defect in the animal that would make it not kosher would come in front of him, michnefa maisi lahu lekuli tabachi demasim achasi, he would go and gather all the slaughterers of this place, masim achasia, because they were proficient in the laws of Tarfis, and Amma, he would say, kihichad lamatyin shiva mikshur, so that everyone should get a piece of the chip of the beam, I shouldn't get only the punishment myself. Kiasa Rav Dimi Amar, he said, "Darish Rav Nachman Kohen." Ma'idich said, "What does it mean the pasuk in Mishlei? Melech b'mishpat yamet aretz. The king with judgment will establish the earth. V'ish trumas yarsena, but a man of gifts will destroy it." What does that mean? So he says, "Imdayin doim lemelech. If a judge could be compared to a king, in other words, that if he's very proficient in law and he's full of wisdom like this king she'en etzarch l'klum, that doesn't need anything because he's very wealthy, then yamet aretz, and that will establish the law of the land." But if the judge is comparable to a kohen, shemechazav beis agronis, that goes around to all the granaries to try to ask to get the gifts of trumais, so to this judge needs to constantly go around and ask, what's the halacha in the court? Your son is going to destroy it. You have to be proficient in law to be a dayan. Now, actually, the Gemara brings a story related to this idea, that the Bein Nisiya, the household of the Nasi, who is the leader of the Jewish people, ukmud dayanu del havagamer, they put up a judge that wasn't learned enough in Torah. Now, Amalei, the Nasi, said li Yehuda bar Nachmeni, who he was mitugamoni de Resh Lakish, he was the interpreter for Resh Lakish, kum alei ba'amayri, he said, you go ahead, you be the Amayri. The Amayri was the one who would go ahead and say out, and elucidate and articulate what the Dayan, what the Talmud Chacham is trying to say. You go ahead and you say the drush of the Tzibur, what this Dayan is going to whisper to you. So come, gachin aleh. So Yehuda ben Nachmeni went up and he bent down to hear from the judge what he wants to tell the people. V'loim alav amidi, and the judge, because he was an ignoramus, he didn't know enough, didn't tell him anything. So pasuk v'amar. So Yehuda ben Nachmeni himself opened up by quoting a pasuk in Habakkuk. Hi, oimer la'etzakitz. He says, woe to the one who says to a piece of wood, wake up. Uri la'evan daimim, and the one that says, arouse to a stone that is silent. Do you think hu yeru? Do you think he's going to teach? Hine hu tuf is da v'chesev. Here he's beholden with gold and silver, but v'chol ruach emekibri, there's no spirit inside of him. And that's what he was referring to this judge who wasn't learned enough. And moreover, v'asra kadosh bochol lipar mimamidin. Now kadosh bochol is going to end up punishing from those that put up those type of judges. Shnem, like the pasuk says afterwards, v'ashem behechel kachin, Hashem in his holy abode, has mi panav kol aretz, silences from the front of him the entire earth, meaning he's going to punish the entire earth because of this sin of putting up such type of judges. So to Omer Shlokesh, she says, Kolamai me dayin ala tzibesh ein hogen, whoever puts up a judge that's not appropriate, kilo noteya asher b'yisrael, it's as if he has planted an asherah tree, which is a tree that's worshipped as avodah zarah, as idols, as if someone planted such a tree in the Jewish people. Shem, like it says the pasuk in Devarim, says, Sheftim b'shekrim titin lecha, judges and policemen you should put up for you. V'samachle, and the pasuk knew that says, Leisitza lecha asher, you should not plant for yourself an asherah tree, kol eit, every piece of wood, which sounds like that's referring to a judge. As the pasuk says in Devarim Chav Gimel, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'asada, which is interpreted as the person is a tree of the field, which is referring to a Talmud Chacham, which is the same idea where Sheftim b'Shekrim, if someone puts up one that's not appropriate, it's like putting up an Asherah tree in Klal Yisrael. Now, moreover, Amar Rav Ashi says, b'makom shesh Talmid HaChacham, and if there are available Talmid HaChachamim, and still they put up this judge that's not That's not a learned Talmud Chacham. Kilo not to Eitz Mizbeach. It's not only that they now planted an Asherah, it's like as if they planted that Asherah near the Mizbeach. Shenemak, it says in the Pasuk, Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Lekecha, near the Mizbeach of Hashem, your God, which is, and the reason why Talmid Chacham are considered like a Mizbeach, because they atone and they protect Jewish people like the Mizbeach. So if you have that available and then you go out and put up this judge, it's like putting an Asherah tree right there next to the Mizbeach, which is even more of a disgrace. Continuing on this theme, the Gemara says, "Ksiv." The pasuk in Shemay says, "Leisasun iti." Hashem says, "Don't make with me elahei chesiv elahei zav, golden and silver gods." Now the question is, elahei chesiv elahei zav hu d'le'avdi? What only gold and silver avi d'zari you're not allowed to make? Hadei eat shari, but out of wood you're allowed to? On that, in Ravash, he says, "No. It means elaha haba b'shvil kesiv. It means a judge." Because we know that the judges always are called Elikim, that come because of silver, and the judge that comes because of gold. In other words, if you have a judge, that because he became a judge, because they bribed, they gave money to the king, and that's how he became a judge, that's what Hashem is saying, don't do that. The same idea, it's inappropriate to have these types of judges to judge the Jewish people. Now, continuing on this theme about judging, Rav Kiava Osle Beidin, when Rav would come to the courthouse to judge, Amar Hachi, he would say the following statement. It says, "Bereis nafshe," with the willingness of his soul, "liktol nafik," he goes out to be killed. In other words, to take upon himself this sin, where he was saying regarding himself, which, that is, if he makes a mistake, he's going to get punished for this. And "betzavi veise lesu davar," and he's not even taking care of the needs of his own family. "Verekin lebeise ail," and he goes home empty-handed, because he's not gaining anything by being a judge. "V'levashtei bia," and if only that it would be that his coming back home would be kitziya the way he was when he left his home in the morning, which was without sin, that if only he would not err in judgment and get punished for what he's doing. Moreover, kevachazi amvua, when he would see a large group of people, abasar, that were following after him, like many times is as is appropriate to do to follow Talmud Chacham, so amma, he would quote to himself a pasuk in Iyuv, and he would say this so that he should not become haughty. So he would say, that if his greatness goes up all the way to the heavens, but like dung, like feces, will be his end for eternity. So although right now it feels like, wow, I'm the top of the world, don't get so confident about that, as the pasuk there refers to that. Similarly, Marzutra Chasida, Kevim Chasfile, when they would carry him on their shoulders, and the reason for this was because they were elder and they couldn't run, so therefore they didn't want to make the tzibur go through the effort to stand up in front of them, and it would take a long time until they got through, so their servants would carry them very quickly. So when they would do this to Marzutra Chasida, B'Shabbata Dirigila, which was the Shabbos of the Yom Tiv, when they would ask the questions regarding the upcoming Yom Tiv, which was 30 days before the Yom Tiv, Amar Hachi would quote to himself a pasuk in Mishlei, "Ki loy lo'olam chayisin," because their wealth is not forever. And do you think ve'im nezel adar v'dar, and do you think their crown is from generation to generation? I mean, say this could be very quickly and easily lost. Don't get too full of yourself because you're being carried on people's shoulders. Now, Darsh Bar Kapar expounded, "Minoha milsu da'am rabbanim," from where do we know this thing that the rabbanim said in Masechtas Avos, "have a misun badin," that the judges should be patient in judgment. And that is, they should be accustomed to waiting to really analyze the court case very well before they go ahead and they are decisive in their verdict. Like it says, the pasuk in Shemais, it says, "Lisala b'malis," they should not go up with steps, which means to say very strong and very fast steps. You go up, you could be pounding steps very quickly. And v'samachle, and near that it says, "Ve'ela hamishpatim," and these are the judgments, meaning the same idea of "leisal b'malas," don't go too quickly, applies to "ve'ela hamishpatim," regarding the way a judge should be judging. Now, with that same pasuk, the Gemara gives another halacha. Amar b'Eliezer says, "Minayin l'dayin shal yifsa al roshi am kodesh." How do we know that a judge is not allowed to step over the heads of the holy people? Meaning, when the miturgamin, when the interpreter would expound on what the Talmud Chacham was saying, so the tzibur, the people, were sitting and they would sit on the floor. So if someone was stepping amongst them to go and to get to his seat, it would look like as if he's stepping over their heads. How do you know that even the judge is not allowed to do that? Because it looks disgraceful for the Jewish people who are sitting there. Shnei, like it says in the pasuk, "Lisal b'malis," you should not go up on the steps. But Samach Leveil Meshpatim says near that these are the judgments, meaning even for the judges, I'm warning, that don't go b'malis, don't go like as if you're stepping over the Am Kaddish. That's not an appropriate thing to do to the Jewish people. Now the pasuk there says, "Ve'elam mishpatim." Once we brought this in, it says, "And these are the judgments asher tasim, that you should place in front of the Jewish people." Now the question is, "Asher talamdim imbayle." It should say that you should teach them. What does it mean that you should place in front of them? So Amr Birmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya says, "Vitem," and some says, "Rebchir ba'aba," that elu kleha dayanin. This refers to the vessels, the utensils of the judges. That's something you could actually place down. It's a movable item. As the Gemara illustrates, the Rav Huna kav nafik ledina amahachim. When he would go to judge, he would say, "Afikli monichen chanusai." Bring me out the tools of my trade, which are, what are these kleha dayanin? They are makel. They're a stick, which is to hit an individual, what's called rabbinic makas mardis, until the person backs out from what he doesn't want to do. Well, let's say if he's not doing a mitzvah sase. And v'ritzua, which is his whip for the malchus, for the biblical 39 lashes. V'shufra, and a shofar, which is to blow for someone that has to be excommunicated or put in a state of nidui. V'sandala, and the sandal, the type of shoe that's used for the chalitza process when a brother-in-law doesn't want to do yibum to his sister-in-law that was widowed without any children. Now, continuing on this theme, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Devarim that says, "Vatzave eshavtechem be'esahi," that it commanded your judges in that time. Now, the term tzava, or commandment, always connotes a term of alacrity, as the Brisa teaches in Kedushin Chavtesim and Beis, wherever it says tzav, ene el loshen zirus. It's a term of zeal, of being quick about something, being very careful about something. So, regarding what is the pasuk saying that I have commanded and saying that they should be very quick and careful about regarding your judges? So, Amar Bichin and Keneged Makel v'Ritzua Teizaras, that they should be very quick and careful regarding the stick and the whips. In other words, that they should be placed in awe and a fear on the Tzibur L'Shem Shemayim for the sake of heaven, that they should be very quick to go ahead and, for the sake of heaven, get people, put them in line regarding keeping the word of Hashem. Now, it says over there, that Shemaya ben Achechem u'Shefatim, that you should hear, this is what I commanded your judges at the time, to hear between the brothers and to judge them. What the pasuk is teaching is that when they're both there together, then you should hear their words, but you shouldn't hear their words one without the other one there, because then one litigant, one claimant, will organize his false claims as if they're true, because there's no one there to deny what he's saying. Now, but the problem is, once the heart of the judge is already leaning towards his merit, because he hears sounds pretty overwhelming what you're telling me, then his heart is not going to be easily overturned to listen to the other person, and that's inappropriate because it might not be so truthful. That you learn from Ushfata Tem, you should judge them, and only you should listen to Bein Achechem when they're both there. On the other hand, Rabbi Chanina, he says, Ashar Labezdin, this is a warning to the court, that he should not hear one litigant's claim before the other one is there. Moreover, Ashar Labezdin, it's also a warning to the litigant, to the claimant, that he should not go ahead and taste and go give a prequel, that he shouldn't get in and say things before the other one is there. And the reason for that is because besides reading it, that Shemaya ben Achechem, which refers to the judges, that the warning is on them regarding their listening, it also could be read Shameya, because there's no vav over there, that You're creating a listening of your words should be ben achechem, should be when only the two of you are together. So it's not shemayu when you're hearing, but rather you're causing to be heard, which is when you're saying your claim should only be ben achechem when the other one is there. Rav Kalam Amahachi brings a different source for these two azharis from a pasuk in Shemayis that's miloisisa from leisisa shem ashav, which is that the judge should not accept a false testimony, meaning it's the warning to the judges that they shouldn't hear one person's claim before the other. But you could also read it, loisasi. You could also read it that you should not cause it to be heard, which that's the same asara to the baldin, that they should not go ahead and claim without the other one there. Now the pasuk there in Devarim says, ushefatetem tzedek, that you should judge with righteousness. Amar Shlokesh, what's the tzedek and shefatetem? So it says, tzedek esedin, because first you should make the judgment righteous, meaning make sure that it's true, and then you go ahead and you send out the verdict, and you're decisive in your judgment. Now the pasuk there continues. It says, "Bein ish uvein achiv," that this judgment should be between a man and his brother. Meaning, if let's say they have a house that fell to them by Yerusha, an inheritance. So what the Torah is warning the judges is, don't just tell the brothers, "Here, look, this brother has the house, and you take the second story, and what's the difference? Everyone's had him make an apartment. No, that's what the pasuk is teaching. That judgment should be even between the first story and the second story. You have to evaluate how much it's worth monetarily, and then you split according to the money. You don't just say, okay, you know, you got an apartment. What are you being so fussy about? You take one, and you take the other one. No, you have to make sure you judge it accordingly, that each one gets his equal share. So to the pasuk continues, which literally could be translated as between his convert, between the man and the brother and the convert, but in this context is translated as a term of magur, which is a term of the dwelling of a person. On that, Rabbi Yehuda, he says, afilu bein tanu likirayim. What's the pasuk adding on? We already spoke about this, splitting a house. It's coming to say, even between a tanur oven and a kirayim oven, that is, the judge should not say, look, you take the tanur, you take the kira, why are you guys getting so nitpicky? And that's not the case, because a tanur is worth more than the kira. And therefore, you have to add more money value to the one who's getting the kira. That's the extent of what it's saying that the judgment should extend to. Now the pasuk there in Devarim continues and says, like sakiru panav a mishpat. You should not be sakiru, which literally is translated as recognize a face in judgment. You can't be impartial. A person has to be impartial. So on that Rabbi Huda Amr, he says, what it means to say is lo sakirehu. You should not recognize. If he's your friend, don't recognize him and lean towards his way. Don't be biased. Whereas Rabbi Lazo, I mean, he says in the opposite way, in other words, if he's your enemy, don't make him like a nachri, like a foreigner, to make him guilty. So basically it means to say, be impartial. Don't go partially like one way and the other one, whether it means to recognize a friend or to distance an enemy. Now, actually related to this halacha, the Gemara brings that Ushpezichne de Rav Osla Kamed Dina. The host of Rav came in front of him for a judgment. So Amaloi, so this host said to Rav, Lav Ushpezichniat, aren't you the one that I once did a favor for, that you were my guest? So Amalei, so Rav said to him, you hosted me, yeah. So Amalei, so that person said to Rav, Dina Isli, well, I have a court case and I want you to be the judge. Amalei, so Rav said to him, that's a Ketin type of Chesem and Alf, Psilna Lach Ladina. This that you reminded me of the favor, which is this problem about being partial, you have already invalidated me from being a judge. So Amalei, Rav Kana, so rather Rav said to Rav Kana, Punktaini, you go and judge him. Now Chazi, Rav Kana saw that person, that he was very haughty, he was very proud of himself with his relationship with Rav, he was very confident that he's going to win the court case, and he was talking in that way very confident because he knows Rav is there for him because he hosted him. So Amalei, Rav Kana said to him, look, if you listen to the verdict, to the judgment, so be it. If not, then I'm going to take out Rav from your strength. In other words, I'm letting you know now that Rav can't help you. And if you're going to go ahead and try to be difficult, I'm going to excommunicate you. That's the same idea where a person has to accept the judgment, the verdict as it is. There cannot be any partial types of things over here. If a person has someone that he's a friend with, then actually you should not be makirehu. And therefore, in this case, Rav didn't even go ahead and judge the judgment of his host.